preparing you for the second coming of Jesus Christ. You're listening to Prophecy Quick on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you tonight. You're listening to Prophecy Quake. I'm your host, Pastor Dean Odle, along with my co-host, Pastor Kevin Wilkinson, in an undisclosed location, not in Alabama tonight. Kevin, are you with us out there? I see you in there. I don't hear you yet. Okay, well, I see his number in there, so maybe he's with us. But we also have our special guest, Mr. Robert Lemire. Hopefully, we got Facebook Live working in time, having a little problem with the Facebook app, so I had to uninstall it, reinstall it. And I cut it very close. Kevin, are you there? Well, I don't hear him just yet. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we'll work that out in just a moment. We are live here in East Central Alabama. It is October 11th, 2016. Tonight, we're going to get into a little bit of the WikiLeaks issue. WikiLeaks, I've entitled it WikiLeaks, Things Done in Secret, and the Fate of America. We're going to look at some passages of the scripture tonight that I feel the Lord laid upon my heart concerning the fate of America, the fate of America that is in this coming election. I know that some Christians out there are just take the attitude that, Kevin, I don't know what's going on, man, but there, I'm not hearing you. There's just crackling and popping. I'm going to mute it for a second. I don't know what's going on over there. Anyway, Kevin will get that worked out in a second. But anyway, we are in a situation where, you know, there's a lot of Christians that are taking some of them are indifferent. Some of them always take the road of, well, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, Jesus is in charge. But that is why God raises up pastors. He raises up teachers, prophets, apostles, evangelist. He raises up ministers and watchmen, men and women of God that hear his voice, discern what his heart is saying, and go to people. And you know, it's one thing to have a little bit of knowledge, but it's another thing to be led by the Spirit. Robert and I were talking about that, you know, right before we started the show tonight, that the most important thing, revelation and understanding of being a disciple and all that, you really need to begin to learn to be led by the Holy Spirit and have discernment from the Holy Spirit, because it's not always how things look like on the outside. You've got to know what the Holy Spirit is saying in any given situation. We're going to go to the book of Revelation in just a minute of Jesus speaking to one of the seven churches we're going to deal with tonight. But in all of them, to all of the seven churches he spoke to in Revelation 2 and 3, he would always say, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches," or is saying to the churches. The problem is we have a book that tells us what he has said. And yes, God speaks to us through the scriptures. And yes, the scriptures are our foundation, the final authority on every matter of doctrine and morality and life and for everything about heaven and hell and eternity and salvation and all that. But the Holy Spirit says he will come and he will speak to us and show us things to come. I mean, that's what Jesus said in the Gospel of John, that the Holy Spirit would speak to us and show us things to come. And he said in Matthew 16, I mean, one of the things he said to the Pharisees, who had a lot of religious knowledge and study and information of the scriptures, but he told them, he said, how is it that you cannot discern these times? See, it wasn't that they didn't have knowledge of the scriptures. They just didn't have the Holy Spirit giving them the discernment of the season in which they were living. And when you don't have discernment of the season you're living in and on any given situation, you won't always make the right decision. You won't always do the right thing. You won't always take the right stand. I mean, look, there were many, if you think about it, if you really think about it, there were many godly you know, moral men in the days that Jesus walked on the earth, you know, that were Pharisees, Sadducees. I mean, they were men trying to live according to the scriptures, the law of Moses and the prophets. They were trying to do it, and they were sincere. I mean, we have the example of like Nicodemus, you know, that, you know, he didn't know what to think about Jesus for a while. And finally he said, you know, in John chapter 3, when he came to Jesus by night, again, afraid for anybody to see, but he comes to Jesus and says, we know you're a teacher from God because no man can do these miracles except God be with him. But he still didn't really know who Jesus was, but he had enough knowledge of the scriptures and enough knowledge to know, hey, you know, there's something special about you. But so there were a lot of people that, you know, they were trying, they had some spiritual knowledge. They had some knowledge of the scriptures, of the Bible. But when Jesus walked on the scene, they did not discern and put two and two together and discern in the spirit who he was. And so many of them missed the fact that he was the Messiah and the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that he was the Emmanuel, God with us. So they missed that. And we live in a day now where there are many, many, many people who call themselves Christians. I mean, many. And they do have knowledge of the scriptures. And they do, I think many of them are sincere and trying to walk with the Lord the best they know how. Some of them in different, I mean, and I'm talking about in all different denominations. And they have information and they have knowledge, but many of them have not developed an intimacy with the Lord over time and over, you know, for different reasons, but they haven't developed a level of hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying and discerning what he is doing. And that's really why we see so much division and issues, even among Christians, because there are just some that are listening to the Holy Spirit and there's some that are not. And there are some that lean to their own understanding all the time. There are others who try very diligently to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. And here's the thing, just like in Jesus' day and time, what Jesus did, the things that Jesus would say, and we know Jesus was always led by the Holy Spirit. He said he only did the things that he saw the Father do. He only spoke the things that the Father told him to speak. So Jesus was completely filled with the Holy Spirit. He was completely yielded. He never made a mistake. And we see that Jesus many times would do things and say things that the religious community, you know, the pastors, the shepherds, the rabbis, the teachers of his day, they just could not deal with it. They couldn't accept it. They couldn't handle it. You know, when he would heal on the Sabbath, or, you know, his disciples would go through the field and gather the reap the corn on the Sabbath. I mean, you know, just different things like that. He would eat with the publicans and let the, you know, the questionable women touch him and, you know, pour oil on his feet. And I mean, he just went against the whole system they had set up. Not that Jesus ever contradicted the scriptures. He didn't contradict anything written in the Bible. He didn't do anything immoral. He never sinned. But Jesus didn't always go along with, you know, the denomination, the traditions of men, the expectations of men, or the doctrines of men. He just didn't always go along with those things. And this is where we find ourselves today in America. We have so many different opinions and ideas about what God is doing, what God is going to do in the United States. And you know what? It's real easy out there. If you're listening to all these different voices, sometimes it gets difficult. Who should I listen to? Who should I listen to? Who's really has the word of the Lord? Who's really has the prophetic word? And again, the only way I can tell you to know that is that, number one, you're going to have to be in the word. You're going to have to be reading the Bible, meditating on the Bible, be well acquainted with the scriptures so you can judge what's being said and prophesied. Is it according to the scriptures? And number two, you're going to have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and be able to discern when the anointing is on someone versus when there is a deceptive spirit or a lying spirit or something not just quite right. I mean, I've had people over the years tell me, you know, They went to a certain church or went to hear a certain speaker that I knew was off, and I wouldn't say anything, and I would just wait to see if they figured anything out, you know. And so a lot of times they'd say, you know, he talked about Jesus, and you know, there was nothing wrong with his message, but something just wasn't right. I just sat there, and it just something inside of me just was not. It didn't set right. And I said, that's good, that's good. And then I would go on and tell them why. And but there's a lot of Christians that just would sit right through it and think it was the best thing since sliced bread. And, you know, again, we all at different places at different times. Hopefully we're going to grow up. And some of us need to grow up spiritually and mature spiritually really quickly, or we're going to be in trouble. But that's where I come to with this thing with this particular election. And, you know, we're going to talk about this again tonight in some detail, because it just won't go away. And I had to pray today. You know, I had to pray because, man, it's getting nasty out there. The banter back and forth, the debates, the WikiLeaks, the locker room talk in the bus. You know, I talked about that Sunday and all. And I'm not going to try not to repeat myself too much from what the message that I preached Sunday about straining at gnats. I think I laid it out pretty clearly. But I was praying today, and I was just like, Lord, you know, back in January, even before January of this year, I had no desire whatsoever to get involved in the least bit in this particular presidential race, political season. I really didn't. I mean, you can ask my wife as my witness. You can ask some of my elders, some of my church family. I mean, really, I was just like, I just don't want to be involved. It's because it's always, I've been following politics very closely since I remember watching when I was a kid, Nixon resign and leave the White House. I was watching that live when we had three channels. I remember watching that. I was intrigued by it even as a child. And then I remember in high school, you know, having to do some projects and stuff. I remember, you know, Reagan debating Carter. I remember the 84 election. I watched everything about that. Had to do some stuff for school with that. Had to watch the debates. Had to, you know, I remember when Reagan got shot. I mean, that I was in school. I remember that day it was announced. And so I've always followed it and for years and been, you know, for the most part, I've been disappointed. And I don't know what is going on here. Hello. Something. What's going on with the blog talk? Just gave me a 19 seconds. What's that about? It's still counting down. Okay. I know we're on the air, right? Everybody know. I mean, out there, if you're in blog talk.
Hey, Pastor.
Yeah.
Pastor. Hey, yeah. I think the show got set up for 15 minutes to run somehow. So I think we're gonna have to shut off and then create another show and come back on.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
No, that's what it's showing. 15 minutes.
Well,
so we got about 30 seconds left.
Okay, well,
we'll have to come back on for another show.
Yep. You'll have to give me just a few minutes, and we'll be back on.
We'll be back on at 8:30. Be back on at 8:30 is the next time.
I can't believe that. I'm like, what is going on? All right. Sorry, we're going to pause. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to have to reset this whole thing back up tonight. Obviously, the devil is, it's been some kind of week, I'm going to tell you. But we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us. We'll be back on in about 15 minutes at 8:30. Those of you listening, we'll be there.